The Morning Edge with Baxter and Janae, Albuquerque's alternative, 104.1 The Edge.
Let me get you guys up to speed. Right now on the website and on the Facebook page pinned to the top, we have a petition going to get me, your buddy Baxter, as the next head coach of the UNM Lobos. And what's great about that is you guys can go sign the petition right now. And if you guys sign the petition, we're trying to get 100 people to sign. I think we're up to like 50. Trying to get 100 people to sign the petition, and you guys can go sign it right now. Go to the Facebook page and check it out, and we'll get me to be the next head coach of the UNM Lobos because
I deserve it. You deserve it. I mean, you've had quite the basketball career by that. A few games. You participated in the Mountain West bracket that we had going on.
This truck.
We have his number now.
Good morning, boss.
Hello?
How are you?
Hello?
Hi, it's Baxter and Janae. Can you hear us, sir?
Hi, Janae.
Hi, Chuck. Hey, I saw as we were walking to Baxter's car yesterday, thank you for waving hi to us.
I was telling her, Chuck, that wave is how you and I show affection for one another. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. All right. So, Chuck, we were just talking about this. We were talking about, Mr. Krebs, who has an amazing, crazy job to have to hire the next basketball coach of the Lobos. I'm obviously petitioning to get in that position because I think I'd be really good at it. Chuck, I was terrible at basketball. I'm not a big fan of it, so I think I can change the culture. You know what I mean? I was thinking about changing the game completely. I'm thinking about introducing the four-point shot. All these things, I can't do that.
Exist.
I can't do that, Chuck, unless you get me in front of your pal Paul Krebs.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get on it because he's got nothing else to do.
Well, no. I get that he's real busy, but Chuck, I mean, since you fumbled the ball and getting him on the phone for us, I mean, don't you think you should give me like a glowing review when I apply for this job?
What about an endorsement?
Yeah.
Straight
what about
from
an endorsement?
Chuck Hammond. I mean, that's worth gold right there.
Can you write me a letter of recommendation?
Oh, I'm really busy.
Oh, whatever. No, you are not. I just saw you, Chuck. You're just hanging out.
I'm really busy.
You are you sure? Okay, Chuck. Think about this. You're not thinking about this the right way. If I get this job, I'm out of your hair. I'm no longer your problem, Chuck.
Yeah, look at it that way.
I'm no longer your problem. I work for UNM. I'm the basketball coach. I'm no longer your problem.
And then when you have a losing season, everybody that knows that I recommended you is down on me.
What's wrong with that? What's right? That's great. That's amazing. Sometimes you need a little. You need to get a little crap from your friends.
No.
No.
Just think of all the time he's going to have now to play golf with you.
Yeah, I can go. Yeah, I'll go be. You and I can go play golf. I'll wear a stupid polo shirt. It'll be great. Okay. So here's what I need real quick. Just a couple sentences from you, Chuck, that says, Baxter is a upstanding gentleman. He's an amazing model employee. And to be fair, if I was 20 years younger, I'd want to be him. That's all I want you to say, Chuck. That's all I want you to say.
You want me to lie?
Yes, absolutely I want you to lie because I need to get this job. Do you know how much I'll get paid, Chuck, if I get this job?
You're not going to get $900,000 a year.
Well, that's what you think. I think I'll get $1 million.
It's still not as much as Chuck gets every year, though.
Yeah, Chuck, how much are you making? You want to talk about that?
What's that?
How much you making a year? You want to talk about that?
How much I make in a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
All right, well, hey, so I'll come to your office after we get off the show, and I'll get that. I'll grab that review from you, okay? That endorsement.
Yeah, you do that. Okay. You do that.
Right,
and if I'm not here, Carol will have it.
Oh, okay, Carol's going to have it. All right. Goodbye.
Bye, Chuck.
You're laughing.
If anything, he should look at that as an opportunity to finally, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying.
You're out.
I'm out, dude. I'm no longer his problem.
You're gonna be
you know what I mean?
Now you're UNM's.
Now I'm UNM's problem. You know what I mean? You're trading me in, bro. Like, you're getting, that's an upgrade, dude. You're looking at this all the wrong way, Chuck.
And what's funny is I can completely see the dean doing the same thing you and Chuck do as you walk by the dean's office. The dean's there flipping you off.
Yeah, you wave with the middle finger. That's how you wave to people. That's how you say hello. That's how you show affection, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well,
we do know that he still has not hired anybody yet.
I know. So you guys, please go sign the petition. We get 100 signatures on there. I'm pretty sure I got a pretty good chance of getting the job.
Pretty sure you don't, but we can
try.
I
do, Janae. I am going to be the greatest. They're going to build a statue of me outside the stadium.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to, on the court, it's going to say, Baxter De La Roca Court, okay? I'm going to set precedence here, okay?
Like, if you thought we wasted a lot of money back then, a picture of your face.
The Morning Edge with Baxter and Janae. Albuquerque's alternative, 104.1 The Edge.
Welcome to the coolest chick on the planet. Her name is Little Baby Dreamer. I have a few questions for her. And she's live and direct on the phone. What's up, babe?
Olé.
Nothing. I have a cold. I caught a cold, so I have Vicks all over my nose, eh?
you have Vicks on your nose?
Yeah, and I had to light a Santo candle because I feel like I'm going to die.
No, I get it.
Are you drinking 7-Up?
Yeah, I already drank 7-Up, but it made me all gassy.
I'm a firm believer, Dreamer, in the ginger ale because it makes you burp and fart, and I feel like that's getting rid of the virus.
Yeah, it's getting rid of all that stuff out of your body. That's a good idea. I should get some.
Thank you. Well, okay, so I have questions for you, and I didn't prepare you for this, so I apologize, Dreamer. I'm just gonna throw them on you, okay? I've been Insta stalking you. Is that a thing?
It absolutely is a thing. Yeah.
Okay, so my girl, Little Baby Dreamer, are you engaged?
Yeah.
What?
Congratulations.
Yeah, I think, thank you. I need your guys' help, like, planning, because I got to get a hold of El Hurricane, because I want him to play.
I know a guy who knows a guy who might know his guitar player.
Oh, there you go. So maybe Janae's husband used to play in a bunch of local bands that, like, ran in that circle. I'm sure they could probably hook you up.
Yeah,
that's all sick. I want him to open for my wedding, maybe even play while I'm walking down the aisle, you know?
Dreamer, if El Hurricane plays your wedding, would you want him to play Volved?
Yeah, maybe like at the end, though, because that's going to make everybody cry, you know?
That's a good call, yeah.
So
yeah.
Maybe after everybody has tequila, then we could definitely play that.
Some Volved. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So let me tell you, like, how it happened.
Yeah,
so,
please. I want to hear the story. Yeah.
I was, like, having a bad day. You know, I went for my morning jog, and I got, I fell, and I got grass stains on my good dickies. So I was all upset.
You're right, dickies.
Switchblade in the grass, you know? So I was, like, really sad, and you know, it was just like a rough morning, but I came home and like Big Wessel had like Santo candles and he was playing like Key Sweat in the background.
Yeah.
He was even wearing like his zoot suit y todo. And I was like, and then like that was it. And then he asked me to marry him, eh? And then he got down on one knee, but he has bad knees, so he couldn't get back up. I had to help him, eh?
So nobody's playing in the background. Key Sweat. It,
exactly. That's my favorite Key Sweat song.
And gets
me in the mood, eh?
And Dreamer, was he like, babe, will you marry me? Was it something to like
kind
that?
Kind of. Yeah? He was like, you want to get married or what?
Or what?
Should we do this or what?
Yeah, and guess what? Guess what? He went to Jared. Not like Jared the jeweler, but like his homeboy Jared down the street.
Yeah, no,
it's the same
It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
He sells like diamond rings out of his house, and I don't know where he gets them, but hey, it's on a don't ask, don't tell policy,
I bet,
you know?
I bet.
What does it look like?
It has like diamonds all around it, and then one big one in the middle. It even came with a certificate of ethnicity, I think it's called.
No.
Authenticity.
Ethnicity would be you're brown. Authenticity would be like, no, this is a certified blah 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 carat diamond.
Yeah, that thing. You know what I mean? Eh?
I know what you mean.
Saying
got you
that
back.
It's like all real, you know?
Sure.
It's not like fake. Eh? It's not like from China. Eh?
Right. It's not a piece of glass. It's not a cubic zirconium. Zirconium.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah, that's.
I can't even say that.
Yeah, neither can I, obviously. Hey, so Dreamer. Okay, so you get engaged, which is awesome. Congratulations. We're so stoked for you. You're gonna be a wife.
Does that mean like my new name is like Miss Big Wessel?
Yes. Yep. Yeah, you're going to be Miss
Officially.
Big Wessel, which doesn't mean you grow one. It just means that you know that you're his Mrs.
You're his hookah. Yeah.
I don't think he'd marry me if I grew one, eh?
No, I don't think so either. I think he would probably kick you to the curb.
So the number one question everybody will be asking you is, when are you getting married?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We haven't set a date yet, but I was thinking like maybe in like a year. I think that's enough time for me to get a hold of El Hurricane and get some mariachis.
Sure.
And, you know, make sure that my nana can help me make a bunch of enchiladas, you know?
Can I ask you this? Like, I know you love Dickies. Obviously, you go for jogs in them. What is your dress going to be like? Made out of Dickie material?
Yeah.
I was actually kind of thinking about it because, you know, I can't wear white anyways. I already have a daughter. My daughter will get mad at me if I wear a white dress. She'll be like, you're a liar. You're not a virgin, you know?
You could wear whatever you want.
To be fair, you could wear like an off-white dress.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe like an off-white, but maybe like a dicky belt or I don't know. I have to think. I have to look online and see if I can find a sickle dress.
Now,
sickle dress.
The Morning Edge with Baxter and Janae, Albuquerque's alternative. Alternative 104.1, The Edge.
Happy Friday, everybody. Her name is Lorenza Garcia. She was an educator in this fair state of ours for over 20 years, 25 years, I believe. And she is my nana. Good morning, Lorenza.
Good morning, Majito. How's everybody?
We're pretty good.
Good. Hi, nana.
Hi, Ita. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
So you thought we were going to forget about you?
Yes, I thought you guys had forgotten me.
Okay, so let's get right into the story, because this story is actually really funny. So yesterday, you had called me.
Yeah.
Early in the day, but I missed your call, and I actually went to Santa Fe yesterday, but I'll tell you that story in a second.
So, oh, see, you go to Santa Fe, it only takes you 45 minutes to get to my house.
She's not wrong.
I think it's longer than that, but anyway.
No, it's not.
It is. It's longer than that, Nanita, but nonetheless. So we go. I missed a call from her. Before I left, I told who's is that the baby? Is that Landon?
Yeah, that's Landon.
He's the cutest kid ever. My grandma called me, and I thought she wasn't going to be able to be on with us this morning.
Right?
And turns out it was just because you were coming down to Albuquerque, right? Because Grandpa had an appointment.
Yeah, he had an appointment at the doctor's, and everything was fine.
Oh, everything. He's fine. He's healthy.
Yeah,
he's all healthy.
Pardon me, mijo, I didn't hear you.
He's healthy. Everything's good to go with Grandpa.
Yeah, everything's okay. And I told him that I was giving him CoQ10, and he said, oh, that's real good.
What's CoQ10?
What's that?
CoQ10 is kind of like a fish oil thing, and it helps you, especially if you've been, if you're taking cholesterol.
Oh, it's not some Santeria stuff you made up?
Yeah.
It's not, right? It's not voodoo?
No, it's not voodoo. Like it's not voodoo at all.
Because you used to rub alcohol, or I mean, not alcohol.
Mentolato.
Mentolato.
No, not mentolato. The
Vicks?
The vinegar. You used to rub vinegar on me.
Vinegar and
potatoes.
That's when you have fever.
Yeah, you put a potato on your forehead.
Yeah, and it was like she was making me into soup when I was a little kid.
No, that's a plan. If you got soup, had fever.
No, you were trying to make me a soup. You were gonna cook me. I saw Bugs Bunny when they put him in the cauldron.
No, I wasn't making you soup.
You were trying to make me soup. Anyway, so Graham, here's my question.
Most people give you soup. She was trying to make you soup.
Yeah. So Graham, here's my question.
Okay.
When did you learn how to text?
When did I know what?
When did you learn how to text message?
I don't know how to text.
Well, you sent me a text message yesterday.
Your mama did.
Okay.
I told her, I don't know how to text. I don't want to learn either, because then you'll text me and you won't talk to me.
Aww.
And I want to hear voices. I don't want to see text.
That's a good call. You know what?
She'd rather you call her.
It's funny because that's so funny because I totally thought it was you, Grandma. I thought it was you that texted me. And I was like, when did she learn how to text message?
No, I told your mama to text you.
And so, because, I mean, my mom's hip and cool because she even abbreviated please and message. She put PLS, leave me a message, MSG. And I thought, I was like, first of all, when did my grandma, I thought you were going to start sending me emojis.
You thought I was fancy, huh?
I thought you were going to send me emojis. I thought that's what I thought was going to happen.
Oh, no. I don't want to learn to text, because then none of you will call me. At least I hear your voices.
Oh, yes.
I don't see you, but
I
hear your voices. And then if you text, I won't even hear your voices.
Oh, see, yes. Baxter's really good at texting, and he's also very good at sending GIFs.
Yeah. You know what a GIF is, Graham?
I don't like texting at all.
Graham, do you know what a GIF is? You don't know what a GIF is? Okay, so like so if I send Janae a GIF, it's like a picture, but it moves.
Oh.
Does that make sense? It's like a small little video clip, like a tiny video clip, sometimes with sound, sometimes with not, and you can send that to your friends instead of talking to them.
Oh, no. That's awful. That's awful. People are going to go mute.
Uh-huh.
They're not going to know how to talk.
And, you know.
Hey. And then you know what's going to happen?
What?
That finger is going to grow.
What finger?
Because the one you text with.
Uh-huh.
it's going to get bigger than the rest.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
People are using it and using it and using it.
All the muscles that you're using, yeah.
But, Graham, I text with my thumbs. I'm all thumbs.
Oh, well, then your thumb is going to get big.
No.
It's going to get so huge you're not going to know what to do with it.
No, that's not true.
You won't be able to pick your nose then.
I don't. Well, I can't pick my nose with my thumb. It's too big.
Well, it's going to get bigger.